6 inches deep, 60 miles wide. The river of grass, Florida's pride. Water drifts slowly beneath the hot sun, southwest to the Gulf, and the journey is done. But dikes and levees erected by man have spoiled and disrupted God's sensible plans. And we water golf courses, water the lawn, but they look like a desert when the water's all gone. And it's all for developers, it's all for the sweet. We put in our coffee, put in our tea. Save the river of grass, it's a radical plea. But we can't let the Everglades die. We can't let the Everglades die. Six months wet, 6 months dry. The natural pattern of Everglades life. Home to the panther, home to the gator, and dwindling pairs of the winged shallow waders. Saltwater intrusion, toxic pollution, it's time to devise a freshwater solution, or we'll soon find ourselves pushed to the brink. Water all around us, but none fit to drink. And its critical time is approaching us fast, as we try to salve the sins of the past. Concern for the future, is it blooming at last? We can't let the Everglades die. We can't let the Everglades die. Six inches deep, 60 miles wide, the river of grass, Florida's pride. Water drifts slowly beneath the hot sun, southwest to the Gulf, and the journey is done.